Stretch your hand this way. Father, we thank you for great grace and great power and great anointing, great insight and revelation will flow through this meeting. We bless this house and around the world, those who are connected with us. We thank you for each person, and may your word go forth clearly in this conference. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation, just the word, Revelation. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, I want to deal with verse 11 and 12. Both verses are a tremendous combination, verse 11 and 12. Revelation 5, 11 and 12. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels. Now, I sent war angels here this morning. Well angels, well-being angels, and worship angels. I'm teaching on angels, now I'm in the middle of it. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. And so that's a lot of prosperity angels already when a person go to flowing in the right vein. But anyway, and I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It's a whole lot of angels. But notice verse 12, it carries redemptive power. It carries blood power. It carries privileges that come to us because of the blood of Jesus. It says, saying with a loud voice, these angels, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Now notice these seven things he was slain for, to receive. Power and riches. What? Riches. And wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. From the insight of these seven redemptive keys that unlocks supernatural financial prosperity. Those are seven supernatural keys that the Lamb was slain for to unlock. Because we're talking about blood money. You see, if you never have associated your blessings or your finances with blood, it's time to do it. Because he shed his blood that you may live in a certain financial level. Now we know in the church, you couldn't touch the blood with money. That was unscriptural, unspiritual, and they would call you a vagabond or something and try to put you out of the church because they didn't know it was covenant. And he became poor, that we might become rich. How he became poor? And they killed him, and he had to shed his blood. But I have a note here, I've said it to you in different ways. And we're going to talk about unlocking and unblocking your prosperity. But because of reading this text, when I'm reading it and I'm meditating, the Lord had me to write down there, here, you have the capacity to be rich. Wow. With those type of redemptive forces, see, these are forces. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violence talking about what? By force. And so, you have power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Now, it was said to me, you can use any one of these seven redemptive keys, now listen to what I'm going to say, three ways, to unlock, unblock, and unstop whatever is messing with your finances.
Amen.
Oh, I need more enthusiasm like that. Look what, let me say it again. You didn't hear me. You can use any one of these seven redemptive keys to unlock, say unlock.
Unlock.
How many of y'all know y'all got stuff locked up?
Yeah.
All right. Unblock.
Unlock.
And unstop.
And unstop.
Whatever is messing with your finances.
Yeah.
So if you just, if I just quit now, if you take that and understand that,
yes, sir.
You know something messing with your finances. If your finances is not right, and all the promises we have read in the Bible that what belonged to, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask the thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it goes back to according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
Give and it shall be given you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Where is that?
Yes.
What messing with my finances? Why are my finances not flowing in this capacity?
Yes, sir.
And so now, here, redemptively, the Holy Spirit, through the name of Jesus, it's given us these seven redemptive keys.
Yes.
We'll get to them. But I just want you to grasp how important it is. And I say it to make it more vivid to you. These kingdom keys to prosperity. They wear sevenfold anointing.
Yes. Right.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
They wear sevenfold, watch this now, blood anointing. Look at somebody and tell them, man, I'm blessed. Tell them, I'm blessed. Man, man, ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. So it's time to unlock, unblock, and unstop your prosperity flow that is rightfully yours by connection of the kingdom of God and through a covenant relationship. Connection and covenant. Say it. Are you connected?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a covenant?
Yes, sir.
Well, let it flow then.
Yes, sir.
See, the enemy will not be able to stop it with these seven redemptive anointing and revelation. The enemy won't be able to stop your flow of your finances.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
I had them, and I have you to do it. Make this statement. It's a shouting statement. I'm coming off the waiting list tonight. I've been on this doggone waiting list too long.
Yes, sir.
In the body of Christ. I mean, we've been working, serving God, and they've been having us on this waiting list. I'm going to use these seven anointed. Every now and then, I'm going to call one of them out and talk to my finances. Waiting list, waiting. Oh, I've been waiting long enough.
Yes,
it's time for me to get out of here. Get up. Get, what? What?
Yes,
get out of this trap.
Yes.
Turn to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. I want you to meditate them. Use them.
Yes,
declare them. Decree them.
Yes, sir.
They're yours. Hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to know, but he should never let me out. Look at that Psalm 118, verse 25. It correlates with connection, covenant, and now. It connect with now. Psalm 118, verse 25. Say of now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. See? Prosperity is for now, not later. You're not going to need no prosperity when you get to heaven. So every time you see prosperity in the Bible, you're talking about now. It's available. There's no shortage. Send prosperity now. Now that correlates, if you let me, with Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want it now.
See?
Yeah. Then you go now unto him, Ephesians 3:20. Now. Come on, now. You didn't hear me say nothing about no later.
Right.
Psalm 118, 125. Psalm 118, 25. Hebrews 11, 1, Ephesians 3, 20, all are in the present tense. Now. Now, what make you walk in this, but you don't literally see the manifestation?
Yes,
What make now now? Faith. It's no complicated question. It's very simple. Faith, now faith. Now prosperity. Now debt free. Your faith must, today, not tomorrow. Your faith must hold you in that position. If your faith stay in that position in the scriptures, it must come to pass now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't know. I don't know how many. Listen to me. I don't know how many angels took off on your case.
Wow.
When we said that.
Yes, ma'am.
They excel in God's word.
Right.
Yes, so I done give you a threefold now. And you know how to walk in it now. You don't have to count your money. You don't have to call the bank. You don't have to see how much you got left off. You don't have to do nothing. Walk in that. Actually, if you're a believer, you're leaving, you're rich. See, you're not run by materialization. The meditation is the head person in charge in this lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
And once I see and agree with it, it only a matter of time for it to manifest, but it's already with me in meditation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. How pregnancy happened? You don't just get pregnant on accident. When the connection is made, you don't see no baby. But you know you're pregnant. Go ahead and say it. I'm going to have this baby. It's prosperity. Belong to me. And I'm getting impregnated with the word right now. You see me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. You waiting on God. And God waiting on you. This is what God is saying. I've done all that I'm going to do. What?
Yes, sir.
But I thought the Lord had to do something else for me. No. The Lord said, I'm not doing nothing else for you in that area. You... Oh, I know y'all. Oh, Jesus, all my prayers. No, that's right. I need to cut your prayers up because you need to understand this is rightfully yours now.
Yes,
so you need, if you're going to pray different.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let us therefore come boldly,
yes,
to the throne of grace,
yes,
to find grace and mercy to help,
yes,
in time of need.
Yes, sir.
So you have to pray different.
Yes, sir.
When you get revelation, you don't pray the same way. I know it's not many, but I'm going to say it. And after I say it, how much boldness you have about riches? How bold are you to declare I'm rich? You know, you just talk about my book, Not Going After Money, but how many of y'all desire to be rich?
Right.
Get this down. You must connect and believe God properly and decree, knowing that God is working on the other end. Here's what you need. Number one, revelation. You need to do it. If you're going to do this, you're going to need revelation. Revelation has the capacity to birth reality.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wow.
When revelation, listen, you got, tell the person next to you, listen. Because I know some of y'all know some Bible verses.
Come on.
I know some of y'all know some Bible verses, so I'm just trying to get y'all to listen right now. Revelation is supposed to burst reality. When revelation and reality is birthed properly, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're going to another realm.
Yes, sir.
What I'm talking about is another realm. It's not a religious realm. It's not a ritual realm. It's not a routine realm. It's not a denominational realm. It's a revelation realm.
Yes, sir.
Realm. I'll go as far as say this. These seven keys, or these seven beats from heaven, put you in another rhythm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow.
And you won't find many people playing your tune because they don't realize what you're working with. Glory to God. Now, of course, somehow, now you're in another realm and you're in another rhythm.
Yes, sir.
In your finances.
Yes, sir.
Your finances start beating right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then your neighbor don't know where you're coming from.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your neighbor think he mad with your house, but he mad with his. Now let's talk about reality. Reality by revelation. Oh my goodness. You come to the reality that is already yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, already mine.
Blessed be the God and Father. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Then that's the elder son, he there in church. Going to church every Sunday with his daddy. And his daddy loaded. And he don't even recognize what his daddy had. The daddy had already given it to him. He wants to throw a party. All you got to do is say party. He don't even know it. He mad because he can't get it. And that's the way some people in the church. I don't know why he got that. I don't have that. He did something you didn't do, baby. It's yours too. You know, I won't say something nice, Lord. You had a party and you got nine of your ugly cousins there. Said, come on, I'm going to go buy all y'all a dress. They ain't going to hesitate then. Well, where we going? Anywhere you want to go, baby.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, it's a reality. It's yours now. See, it's a... I don't have to try to get Callan to be my wife. She already my wife. Been my wife almost 50 years. Are you out of your mind? So the covenant is the same way. Once Jesus paid for it, your name was under the tree. Your name was under that cross. You a believer? But as many as received him, he gave him what, the power to become what, the Son of God? Huh? So you just like that son. You in the house, at the house. Now it's time to take your stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My God.
Work with me.
Jesus.
See that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Revelation, reality, realm. What I said?
Revelation, reality, realm.
All right, let's talk about these redemptive forces now. Anything that God promises, there are redemptive forces to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Redemptive forces, those... Seven, redemptive forces. Say redemptive forces.
Redemptive.
When you say redemptive forces, you're talking about source, which is Christ, the mean, which is the cross, and the blood. You mean that mixed with my finance? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why I have to preach on it so much is because it's been preached from a different standpoint. It been preached trying to raise an offering.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awful. Wow. That's awful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we didn't know no better.
Yes,
been preached on a raise offering.
Yes, sir.
My God.
I can use a word again now. I wonder, and I want you to feel this. I mean, revelation, redemption, rim, rhythm, redemptive forces. Now, but I really want you to feel this. Rest. R-E-S-T. Financial rest. Whisper that to somebody. Financial rest. No more praying about money. Oh, Jesus, they got tons of prayer in your own money. Lord, help me here. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, say, I can give you enough wisdom to have money. Let me tell you what it is. I see you this afternoon entering into financial rest. You will never have to worry or think about money another day in your life. Watch this. Right there. Resting in a word called restoration.
Yeah, yes.
You didn't get that one. Maybe I'll use another one. Revival. Oh, you dry bone. In your finances, you know. Can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. He said, yeah, but I'm not going to do it. Prophesy to him. That's what I'm doing here.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Tell a wind blowing. Blow wind.
Come alive.
Because, how can I say this, Lord? The Lord just made you rich now. The thing been holding you back, you've been waiting. Walk it now. Act like you got it now. Talk like you got it now. Think like you got it now. Woo! Now, I went to a meeting in Baton Rouge, an ever-increasing life, and got rich. Because if the word can't make you rich, the world sure can. So the key is, I brought you through those three now. The man says, sin, prosperity, now. Now unto him that, now, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that they would do exceedingly, abundantly, above, good God Almighty, all that I ask a thing. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe. Yes, sir.
When are you going to grab it?
Now.
When are you going to wear it?
Now.
You see the point? You have to keep your faith as a blood force on that. Stop listening to all them other people. Stop reading them dumb books. Most of them still broke. He man gonna tell you how to pay his half off and his half hop. So yeah, so it's not by much reading and much all this. It's by being focused and getting in the right flow. Rest yourself, child. You just studying and studying and studying. Stop. Stop studying and think.
Yes,
it's already mine.
It's already mine.
Did you hear the other man coming out of me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Huh? Because
yes,
I'm real forceful about this.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See, you. Most of y'all follow me all the time. You are. I want you to get this thing.
Yes, yes sir.
What our key word was last night?
Remember.
Oh. Everybody not going to get this.
Right. Yes,
now we're functioning in a rim. That's your core word today.
Mm-hmm.
Rim. You're in a rim. It doesn't make no difference how it look. Mm-hmm. I'm there.
I'm rich.
They say, now, Reverend, you shouldn't be teaching people about being rich. Well, you should have told God that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I got it from him. Go see him. Don't be talking to me.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He richer than I am.
Right.
Talk to him. He's going to tell us about being rich and all that. He told us that in his book.
That's right. That's
right. Go talk to the Holy Spirit about that.
Yes, sir.
We don't get mad at me.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
I'm repeating what the Holy Ghost said.
Yeah.
All right, let me shoot this word by you again, because we haven't got to the seven words yet. The seven: revelation, reality, rim, rhythm, redemptive forces, rest, restoration, revival, resurrection. Let's get it off the table. I ain't going over no more. Ooh, Lord, if I say this, if you don't get it now, the person next to you need to jump on you. Listen. It is not a Bible story about you prospering. It is a purchased possession that is already paid for. This is not a Bible story about you prospering. It's a purchased possession that is already yours. Now you have to reach that by your faith.
Yes, sir.
Not by your position. Not by your present position, you can't reach it. You reach this by faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
See, yeah, see, you don't need to count your money. You don't need to count your bills.
Yes, sir.
At this point, you need to ignore them right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And come on home.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it would handle them. Stop trying to handle your bills yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stop trying to handle your financial level yourself. Are you following me? Stop that. I receive the seed. Stop that. Now.
Yes, sir.
Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
Position yourself in the reality, in your redemption,
yes,
in the revival,
yes,
in the restoration,
yes, sir,
in the rhythm,
yes, sir,
in the rim.
Yes,
rim. Now, rim is so important. See, because you can be one place somewhere else.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
See, God designed us. We can be in one place, we can be somewhere else.
That's right, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
See? It's just like you can be sick and healthy at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Your body acting up, but your faith said, no, I got this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you who's going to win.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know nothing ever whipped faith. If you ever find him, come tell me, I'm going to lay a hand on you. There's nothing ever can whip fate, because fate is God himself. God put himself in faith and gave himself to us. So when you're functioning in faith, you're functioning as a God. Satanic forces cannot stop faith. Oh man, oh man. So it's not a Bible story about your prospering. It's a purchased possession. I got to get you to see that now. Purchased Bible about your prospering. No, it's a purchased possession that is already paid for. Now, what make it look so strenuous and so hard is we've been struggling so long in the church without it, making excuses why we don't have it, and even lie and say we didn't want it.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You're saying, I don't want it, and your mind said, I don't agree with that. But you press it on through because you want to look good. I don't need to have much. See, the only thing about your own, you're supposed to be blessed to be a blessing. Psalm 112, what are we going to do with this? Psalm 112. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes,
Psalm 112.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 112.
Yeah.
Look at the first verse. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody praise him. Now notice. Hallelujah. Now notice what this verse said. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. Now, I'll say something here. I'll go way out on a limb here. I'll say something here. I believe this voice is talking about everybody in here.
Yes, sir.
I believe I'm among people who really love God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that's really who you like. That's who the enemy like to rob.
Yes.
People who really love God, because he don't want our testimony out.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love his commandment. How many of y'all love his great love his commandment? His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. His generation of the upright shall be what?
Blessed.
All right, voice three. All right, voice three. I said voice three. Y'all don't believe it because y'all ain't cutting up. Y'all done read that so long. It become common to you, and then the anointing putting it back out at you again.
Yes.
Yeah, it is again.
Yes.
What's supposed to be in your house?
Well,
that's the book. That's what the book says, right? I'm with the book, me. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Look what it put righteousness with. Wealth and riches and righteousness.
Yeah.
Wealth and riches and righteousness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, if I tell you, but now I have a fight. Some years back, I'd have told you it was righteous. You'd have fought me because I told you it was righteous.
Uh-huh.
Y'all remember when y'all didn't know that?
Yes, sir.
Back, you know, back before you got in the church like this. Yeah, you the righteous of God. Righteous? I'm not right. I'm a sinner looking for a piece of bread. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:21, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been made the righteousness of God.
Yes.
Well, what the root word for righteousness? Go a little further. Right.
Right.
I have a right to everything that is spoken in this book. Money, wealth, and riches is the elementary thing of the spirit world. You should have had your money before you learned how to shout. Because money is easier than a shout. You shout and fall out all in front of all them people, you ought to have some money. No, you're not a sham of God, but so don't be a sham of money. Notice in Psalm 23:3, sit down a minute. After he restored their soul, then he can prepare a table and anoint their head with oil and lead them in the path of righteousness. After he restored their soul. Now he can run their cup over because now their soul won't go crazy. Plenty of money will drive you crazy. The Bible said prosperity destroys a fool. So God got to make sure you're not a fool and you're in faith before he can let you have it. Because church here, what time church here on Sunday morning?
9 o'clock
on Sunday morning. You get some money and come say, I want church at 12:30. Or I'm leaving. You got some money now, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you can give a good little check, you know. I think me and my family like to come at 12:30.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And just pretend I'm the pastor. me and my family. I'll see y'all. Quick, got churches all down the street. Get on out of here.
Yes, sir.
You almost change all for all what God told us to do and all these other people just because you got some money? Call that ignorant money. And so now I'm gonna tell you right now, the reason you're in the place where you are is somewhere you haven't grown. Y'all wanna face that? Yeah, because God ain't holding nothing back from you, and the devil not big enough to stop you. We see, we give Satan too much authority. Let me tell you something. He ain't all that.
That's right.
Because the only mode of operation you have in your life is deception. When you learn to read his mail, he don't stand a chance with you. God have not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind in our finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We know 3 John, what 3 John said. 3 John 2, beloved, worship above all, then you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you restore your soul. You can't be a fool and expect God to prosper you. Let me see this. Turn the Psalm. Turn the Proverbs. My goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. If Leroy Jr. hadn't helped me, I think I'd have preached 6 or 7 times this week. My boy don't know. I just woke up and said, y'all got it tonight. Might be 4 o'clock in the evening and night at 7 o'clock. They need to be ready.
Yes, sir.
If you're praying all the time, you're ready.
Yes, sir.
You go studying too much, you're going to mess the whole mess it up.
Yes, sir.
Studying and begging. I want you to get this in your notes. Proverbs 1:32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So the father, your front is not going to work for this. Because you can get nice at church. How are you at home? How you talk to people? How you handle your family? See, if you're still a fool, you don't need no money.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can't talk to you. You just know. Suppose you had some money. Lord, have mercy. Put your husband out of the house. So I'm not here to impress you.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Pastor. I'm here to make an imprint.
Yes.
And empower you.
Thank you, Lord.
To prosper like never before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm here this afternoon to walk in the proven apostolic field of financial prosperity. And release the understanding, wisdom, mantle, and manifestation of you that you have answers, anointing, and access.
Amen.
I'll give you that. I want you to write the key words down because it's so important that you get this. I'm not yet trying to impress you, but there's an imprint that the Holy Ghost won't put on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Impression can pass away. Imprint. I'll stay with you. And then, as a proven apostle, in an apostle of finances and prosperity, so I'm here releasing the understanding, wisdom, mantle, and manifestation to you that you have answers, 3 things, anointing, and access. Answers, anointing, and access about money, about wealth.
Yes, sir. I receive it.
See?
Yes, sir.
See? I desire for you to have an encounter while we're here.
Yes, sir.
That you'll be able to experience personally in your own life. Because God has no pets. God has participators. And you a candidate. And I know you know this, but I need to say it to you because I know this fact. It is not God holding prosperity from you. He has already released it in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Now you've heard the scripture. Go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory
to God.
Glory.
The blessing.
Blessing.
Of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Uh-huh.
Make it middle class. And you had no sorrow with it. You see that? It is the enemy and ignorance that has to be dealt with properly before you can step. Well, listen. Before you, I'm gonna say it two or three times. When I say the last part of it, I want you to catch it. It is the enemy and ignorance. Who I say it is?
The enemy and ignorance.
That has to be dealt with properly before you can step into your birthright. Not breakthrough. Boys,
right.
I see two people sleeping. Y'all stand up. I know after you eat. I know. I knew I was going to have to deal with this after that lunch, you know, and all that. I understand, but I just ain't going to let you sleep, baby. This is a $7,000 check came up while you were sleeping. You missed it. Now shake yourself around and go get your drink of water, go to the bathroom or something. I understand. The person was in a meeting and they went to sleep and they went too far and they headed to the floor. And so they know everybody, so they said, yada, yada, yada. It wasn't no yada, but they went to sleep. shake yourself a little bit. I'm not going to be real long this afternoon, but I need for you to hear me because I don't want you to leave your sleeping ignorant. Because you don't want to miss one word. Huh? How many of you all, if President Obama, you know, he was in the 80 years, I was real proud of him, and they couldn't put nothing on him, but he was here, how many of y'all would go to sleep in when he was president? Well, a greater than Obama is here. You see, I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the word. I'm thank God for President Obama, but this stuff here is above Obama.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you could be only helped so much politically.
That's right, exactly.
But the Spirit can take you all the way.
All the way.
You see the realistic
the way,
of it? You see?
Yeah.
All right, sit down now. They might be woke up. Somebody go to sleep. Just hunch him a little bit. Help him a little bit. Don't be scared to hunch him. Now hunch him. Say, God, we better not be sleeping yet. This man gonna have us standing up. Now, I'm about to expose or re-expose something that we have to face up. And it's still, there's still a large pile of it going on. Mm-hmm. Why God's people don't have the money. Hosea 4:6.
Mm-hmm.
Because we emphasize one part on that thing, but there's another major part more greater than that part.
Yes,
yeah, I know. And we got them right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't y'all go to that meeting.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but because I remember we had a meeting in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Them guys, and they were all broke. They still broke.
No.
But they didn't want their people to find out.
Wow.
My people, Hosea 4:6.
Mm-hmm.
You see it? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now that's the part they hop on in this verse. Some of them read this verse, and they tell you how ignorant you are. But you're the one got me ignorant, because you're the one responsible. According to Ephesians 4:11, you're the one responsible that I won't be ignorant. And you ain't taught me nothing about no money. You taught me about offering. You ain't taught me about receiving. Because thou had what? Ain't talking about the people. It's the preacher. Same thing going on today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just had five or six broke preachers run through my mind right here in Baton Rouge. You wouldn't know they were broke if you look at them.
Yes, sir.
But they know.
They know.
Yes, sir.
They're too big to come.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Man.
Yes, sir.
They can't understand how in Darryl. Lord, you could have done it somewhere else. And you could have used somebody else. That's just the way the Lord worked, though.
Yes, sir.
See, they reject this now. They're rejecting it right now. I feel sorry for the people who are under them, because they're not going to go no higher than they go.
That's right.
I'm not putting preachers down. Yeah, I am. That's who messing the thing up. That's who messing it up. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. Oh my God, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. See? So right in the center of that is we ministers who won't open. When God anoints somebody or give a revelation, ministers need to be grabbing it to bring it to their people. Look at another scripture you know that serve well here. Another scripture. Let me read this. Preachers rejecting the knowledge about setting God's people financially free is still happening today. And this has caused, listen, God's people to be in financial captivity. Now you can't hold us. We're working on it. It's according to how fast you work with us. But out of these pulpits, you're getting it. I wish one of my members would lie and say they're not getting it. We'd be the biggest humbug up here. You're not getting it. Even one of that's old street talk, that boy. Humbug. The woman at the well had street sense, but she couldn't get in the rim. The man was highly educated, Nicodemus, but he couldn't get in the rim. No, he couldn't make it. He didn't have, and see, that's a rim we're talking about here. And you got to have revelation, I gave you it, revelation, revival, resurrection. But here another scripture, Isaiah 5:13. And you'll be in my meeting next time, I might be using the same scripture. Because that's what we need, that's what we need to get. Get out of this captivity. Anybody, I'm tired being broke. I'm tired living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm tired every month. As soon as I get my check, it's gone. It don't even stop at the house. Your check don't even know where you live at. The money says, can I stay here a little while? Is this supposed to be home? No, this is not your home, baby. Keep road moving. Isaiah 5:13. Therefore, my people are gone into what?
Captivity.
I can't hear you.
Captivity.
Because they have no knowledge.
Wow.
And their honorable men are famished. And their multitude dry up with thirst. How many seeing that?
Yes.
How many seeing that? Those two scriptures, wow, that's right, wow.
Yep, yep, yep.
And so my job is not to entertain you, is to put knowledge out.
Yes.
That you and your spirit can go over it and it can register.
Yes.
And bring you to another realm.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is going to hurt, but I got to say it. Most people in the body of Christ are still broke.
Yes, sir.
They can't miss a week, miss 2 weeks off their job, or they'll go in deficit. That is not right. That is not you. An anointing, revelation, and these redemptive forces will come on you now. Listen, because I think it's very important. Because you see, as long as you're on level with the world system and trying to work it out on their system and not work, so watch what I say next. There's another realm the Father wants you to operate in your finances. Now, you've been in that realm long enough, but there's another realm that is not regular, that is not routine, that the Father, ever since I've been up here, these three sections, trying to take you to that other realm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not a job realm. Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
See,
mm-hmm.
See, it's a realm in the spirit.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? Say this with me. Supernatural finances.
Supernatural finances. Comes
to me now.
Everything in my finances.
Is changing. Right now.
Right now.
As an apostle of the grace of financial freedom, I release a special mantle on you right now. I impart it. You must wear it. You must take care of it. You must pull down strongholds and cast down imaginations and every high thing try to talk to you about your finances from this even of a mantle-wearing anointing for supernatural finances. You must not let your mind hijack you.
Yes, sir.
You must not let what you see control you. You must not let that phone call throw you in fear mode.
Yes, sir.
Tell the person next to you,
wear the mantle.
As an apostolic believer, you begin right now to wear an imparted apostolic financial mantle. I didn't hear you say,
I received that.
I don't want you to ever take it off. Don't take it off when you shower. Don't take it off. Never take it off.
Yeah.
Go to bed with it on.
Yes,
this is a supernatural garment that God putting on you right now.
Yeah.
Favor gonna come your direction. Wisdom gonna be there for you to understand that favor.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I need you believing. I need y'all believing. I don't need to be wasting my time. I need y'all believing.
Yes, sir.
This is not just a meeting.
Yes, sir.
I don't have time for no just meeting no more.
Yes, sir.
I know too much.
Yes, sir.
I've grown too much.
Yes,
I've seen too many manifestations.
Yes,
I've had too many demonstrations. I know it's real.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Stop seeing yourself as a grasshopper.
Yes, sir.
A financial grasshopper. You're not no financial grasshopper.
Yes, sir.
Hopping from one place to another. I don't care where you're from, the park, the bottom, the outside, under the bridge, across the track, God
yes,
dog
sir.
It. If it can happen in Darrow,
yes,
anywhere.
All the stores and all the subdivision and building in Darrow, they came there because Word of Life cleared the air.
Yes,
they don't know why they're there yet. My evangelist team trying to work with them, trying to open their eyes. They don't know why they moved. God was moving them from their dead church. I'm about to close. I can't get it all. I can't get to all of it. Too much. These redemptive keys, mantles, forces, are being released in your finances.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You'll be so anointed when you walk in the bank.
Yeah.
Money will get nervous.
Yeah.
Say it with me. I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day.
In my life.
Shout out, let me give you one or two more things. I can't go much more. That's going to be enough. Man, bought a rolling money, really. The rubber band and all. See, that's where you got to move in the spirit of God. No, I'm not trying to get no money from you, please. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I ain't even say Lord Jesus. See, because I got a roll in my pocket bigger than this roll.
Yes, sir.
Now, he going to bump his roll against my roll. And his role gonna become like my role.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wait, $7,000 check. Just walk up here,
$7,000. Yes, sir.
You wanna be that soul?
Yes, sir.
All right, pay attention then. They're showing you how to do it.
Yes, sir.
One of the forces, the first force was, he said, go back to Revelation for a minute. I told him I was walking off my RV. I said, I'm going to preach an hour. And boy, said, uh-huh. They know. I got to preach again tomorrow. Pastor, he got to preach tomorrow, too. Huh?
Yes,
we got to preach tomorrow. Yes, that first force was power.
Yes, sir.
And I remember the Holy Ghost, the power, 1 Corinthians 1:18.
Uh-huh.
The power of the cross dealing with my finance.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a statement in a few minutes that's going to cause your finances to roll. But First Corinthians 1:18.
Yeah.
You're going to put it on the board? You've been putting everything else up there. You ready to go home? For his Corinthians, when it broke. Trying to tell me my time up? I mean, they've been putting them up all the while. See, that's why I don't mess with them things. I give them my girl, I say, why y'all ain't put the scripture up yet? I got them off for a while now. I want to turn them back on, but I want them to be a little faster. I don't know who back there. But it still ain't up. That might be somebody on the right. It might be on the right. Y'all be messing my sermon up. 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us what shall save it is the power of God. You see that? Now watch this statement. The biggest trick Satan ever pulled was to separate the cross from your prosperity.
Wow.
And see, and the way the enemy try to make us be spiritual, we don't want to associate the cross with money or silver or gold. The cross stand over. The cross is the one paid for it.
Right.
The cross is the one the demons are afraid of.
Yeah, right.
The cross is the thing that shut the demons down.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look at Philippians 3:10. Oh, we ain't gonna put no resurrection with no finances. I know better than that. I know you're not about to say that. It's just what I'm about to say. How many want your money to get up?
Yes,
well, they got to have resurrection power.
Yes,
that I might know him and the power of his resurrection.
Right.
The resurrection is the very thing solidified. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Slowly. Then Acts 1:8, put that in your note. Power of the Holy Ghost. Say this, the power of the cross.
The power of the resurrection.
And the power of the Holy Ghost.
Is unlocking
my supernatural
financial
prosperity
right now.
Good
bye
bills. I better close. I really won't preach some more. I better close. I've been preaching. Hold on. That's an hour. I've been preaching an hour. Huh? Yeah. All right. Amen. Study the text. Study it yourself. I know of many things transpired in this house, in this meeting. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, anointing, mantle, revelation.
Whew. Yep. It's here. Yes,
sir. And both of the boys told you about the books. The books are very simple. They're Holy Ghost written. I don't have no ability to write no books. Book. See, I don't sit down and write no book. I just preach it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't sit down. Yeah, you need books. My books, I ain't sitting in no corner trying to write no book. The Holy Ghost writing my books. That's why they're so powerful. You read my book and get knocked out. Start laughing, fall out of jail. Hallelujah. And you look next to you, I'm sitting right next to you. Saying hallelujah too. That was the boy I told you. Then I'm going to start charging y'all for reading my books. Y'all getting free interviews. All right. You need an envelope, sit down, raise your hand. They're going to take care of you. We're going to receive. It's been a good meeting, son. Yeah, free spirit. My boy.